Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, an expert briefing on the $1.4 billion DFI and ECA-backed financing for the Pathfinder Tanzania Standard Gauge Railway project, which marks the largest ever infrastructure scheme in the country to date. But does the deal provide a viable financing template for future deals? On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, US Exim and National Credit Union have signed an MOU, entering into a three-year agreement to promote export financing products to federally insured credit unions. The EIB has signed three financing agreements with Egypt, amounting to 127 million euros. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank has agreed to co-finance a $750 million loan to the Philippines, and the UK CDC Group has partnered with African venture capital firm Novastar Ventures to back Ghanaian healthcare company E-Pharma. Over in the commodity finance space, oil prices rose on Tuesday as optimism about recent commitments from major oil producers to curb production offset concerns that a resurgence in coronavirus cases could hurt fuel demand. Norwegian oil companies Aker BP and Equinor said they would go ahead with several offshore projects a day after politicians increased tax incentives for the industry. And Chesapeake Energy Corp is preparing a potential bankruptcy filing that could hand control of one of the leading lights of the US shale revolution to senior lenders, according to people with knowledge of the matter. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, TradeStream, the London-based AI solution provider, is proud to announce a partnership agreement with Refinitiv's WorldCheck, which will integrate seamlessly with its automated trade compliance checks. As global recession looms, Asia business tightened their credit management process in a bid to minimize bad debt risks. And SureComp, the market leader in global trade finance and treasury solutions for banks and corporations, today announced the launch of its new fintech marketplace. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.